Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Coming up next hour, President Biden will sign the CHIPS and Sciences Act into law and deliver remarks on the South Lawn. It's also primary election day in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. In a parade of flashing lights on FBI cars at the front gate and TV camera crews at the ready, the FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
FBI agents in the past have made up stories against President Trump, all based on hate. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Multiple people were injured in a fight aboard a Rhode Island ferry Monday night. The ferry was returning from Block Island to the Port Judith Ferry Terminal in Narragansett when the fight started. A local bar was hosting an annual reggae fest on the beach Monday. As the recession continues to burden the American people, tomorrow the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the Consumer Price Index for July. Primary elections are taking place in a handful of states today.
Primaries in 4 states are set for Tuesday ahead of November's crucial midterm elections. Voters will be headed to the polls in Minnesota, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Vermont. There's lots of action in Wisconsin with closely watched primaries in the race for governor and attorney general. Democrats and Republicans in Vermont are scrambling to put forth their best candidates to replace retiring Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The annual Perseid meteor shower and a supermoon will grace our skies Thursday night through the weekend. Partisan politics in Washington, D.C. has reared its ugly head again. The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. Evidence has been made up in the past by FBI agents that simply hate Trump. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
This Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now, and this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray, call up Merrick Garland, bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and oh, what a night, huh? Did you sleep okay? Did you make you wonder what kind of America we're waking up to today after yesterday's raid on a former president? You know, I agree with Jonathan Turley and other legal analysts that say that the FBI better have something there to have, you know, have executed this raid on a former president of the United States, especially leading into a midterm election where seemingly polls are indicating, even regardless how some of these things are tightening up and some of the shenanigans the Dems are doing, but it was looking very optimistic for a red wave. But you knew, as we said time and again, you know, power and control are an absolute drug of choice for the Democratic Party. And they're fully addicted. They're not about to give this up. I mean, clearly, look what happened in 2020. And I know you go, oh, Bill, you're one of those. I'm only one of those in as much as I don't know. I am not sure, just like 60% of America is not sure that 2020 was a legitimate election. On its face, it's absurd. I mean, come on. Really? You think Joe Biden, you think America hated Donald Trump so much after all the things that he did for the country, even, you know, trying to navigate this pandemic that we had to deal with, Operation Warp Speed. I mean, but for Donald Trump, that vaccine, as questionable and as controversial as it ended up becoming, it still was some sort of solution, some answer, reasonable answer along the way, as he said, to where you didn't want to get to the point where the solution was worse than the disease itself. But, you know, when the Democrats took over, that's exactly what they made it. They made the disease worse, or the cure worse than the disease itself. And I can tell you, based on the history of one Joe Biden, even with Barack Obama, whenever there was a crisis, they slow-walked everything. It took them months, if not years, to answer problems. I mean, just look in the history books and you see the pattern here. What Joe Biden, you know, chances are we'd probably still be waiting for some sort of vaccine. And Joe Biden would still be confused giving people directions that he's not supposed to be giving and speaking out loud and on and on. But, okay, he's the president of the United States, and we're told that we must believe this. And that if you don't, well, then, you know, you're like the rest of the January 6 people, and you need to be locked up, set up in, you know, solitary confinement until you change your evil ways. I mean, it's kind of like what they do in China, right? If you don't agree with and comport with the lockstep narrative of the government, well, then we have ways to make you comply. You know, either we'll just eliminate you altogether, and there's some value in your organs, then we'll harvest those out. You might as well be of some value to the greater collective, because this is what's being done there and in other areas around the world. But is this what we're getting to here? I mean, yeah, I guess you'd say we're doing the same thing. I mean, look what they're doing with baby parts. Planned Parenthood illegally, you know, pulls out baby parts and sells them off like, you know, it's like pick apart, you know, a used car warehouse that sells, you know, parts of vehicles. And this is what Planned Parenthood does, and with impunity. Who ends up going to jail? Not them, on their admission of what they're doing, this illegal activity. No, it is the whistleblower. And I thought, wait a minute, whistleblowers, aren't they like sacrosanct? Aren't we supposed to really protect them? Well, we sure did when it came to, you know, any attack on Donald Trump or any Republican. Oh, we got to listen to the whistleblowers. We got to protect their anonymity. You know, but if it's a conservative, you see, again, I'm sick and tired like you are, you know, about having this debate and seeing the obvious. And meanwhile, we just continue to move on down the road, putting up with this mess to the degree now you've got an FBI raid that seems to be very political on its face. Very political. Interesting that it's coming into the midterm elections and the Democrats are trying to do everything they can to hold on to power. I mean, it's to the point now that even some, you know, key Republicans are surrendering the Senate. They're just saying, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get the Senate. It's just not going to happen. So we still have a shot at the House. And I'm thinking, oh, you got to be kidding me. As much as the Democrats have messed up our country in 18 months, we're going to keep them in power? Really? I mean, reasonable Americans are going to keep the incompetent Democrats. I mean, they're worse than incompetent. I mean, they've lost their mind. There's no constitutional benefit under the Democrats. Forget it. The Constitution has been shredded. We the people no longer exist in their world. It's them, the elites. It's all about the Democrats. It's all about power. Joe Biden, the family business. So what if he sold, you know, his vice presidency and his influence? So what if he sold it to foreign powers? And along with it, sold out the American people. You know, because, look, we're so lucky and we've had this dedicated, you know, servant of the people for 50 years and all these great things that Joe Biden has done. I mean, you know, so why should he be muzzled, so to speak? The Bible says that, you know, you don't muzzle, you know, the calf while it's, or the ox while they're grinding the corn, right? And grinding the wheat, because that wouldn't be fair. You know, here they are, they're smelling all this stuff, and you got to let them have a taste. You got to let them get their beaks wet, so to speak. This is Joe Biden's philosophy. You know, you can't muzzle him. He has every right, because there he is. He's out there grinding, you know, the wheat. He's grinding the corn for the American people. And you can't muzzle him, you know, so he gets a little bit off the top. And then next to him, you know, oxing around is Nancy Pelosi. It's the Clintons. It's the Obamas. Interesting. Interesting, the level of corruption and how they have altered their own minds and their own perception that makes them a privileged class at the expense of the American people. People are working hard, doing everything they can to pay their bills, dealing with inflation, dealing with a government that has made some obviously stupid, I mean, just absolutely stupid choices here and put our country's economy at risk, you know, to come up with this pipe dream of climate change to the degree that, you know, we just have to do this. Or, you know, what's going to happen, you know, with our country? You know, what's going to happen with the world? And, you know, and here they make up this narrative. And where's the scientific data? I mean, you've had the prophets of Al Gore and others, you know, saying that America was going to be underwater, all this stuff. Meanwhile, the Obamas, guess what? They buy a palatial estate on the eastern seaboard, eastern coast, I should say. You know, right alongside the water. Well, look at, you know, what do they know that we don't know? Either that or they've got some just humongous insurance policy that's going to pay off when their home goes underwater, because that's what the climate change people say. But, you know, we're climate deniers because we don't believe in their, you know, their mess of manure that they want to keep trying to pile on us. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. This is Bill Martinez.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're Refresh and Independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The fact of the matter is we're Refresh and Independent, you know, 7 days a week because it's nonstop, you know, to stay on top of all that's happening in our world today. Last night, as news was breaking about the raid, the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, the president, former president's private residence, Maria Espinoza, you know, had sent me a text, said, disturbing times. I knew they would go after Trump before the election. It's obvious establishment is just fine with this tyranny. Well, it's quite telling right there. You know, where's the outrage from the establishment? Where's Mitch McConnell? Where's the leadership of the Republican Party? You know, even Democrats, because what's happening, what they've set here into precedent is right now, it's a Republican president. And next time, it can be a Democrat. Because that's the way politics works. Yes, mostly it's against conservatives. I get that. But this stuff always comes back to bite you. I mean, Harry Reid thought it was okay for him to go nuclear and, you know, and change the rules of the Senate. And look what happened. It came back and bit the Democratic Party, their very own weapon that they put out there. You know, it's like that scene from, what was it, Red October, where the ego of the submarine commander was such that he altered the firing mechanism of a missile. And when the missile went out and missed its target, it came back. And there they are. I mean, the chief operator, his second in command, looks at him and said, "You just killed us." And sure enough, you know, the missile came back and blew up the submarine. And this is what happens with arrogance and ego, is that it does come back and you know, comes back and hits you right square, you know, between the eyes. And this is what the Democrats are setting themselves up to now. How the American people respond to this? It is going to be, I guess, in part, and maybe I might give the American people too much credit here, so forgive me, all right? And I don't mean this as an insult, because we have been rather casual. We have been observers of our government, not participants of our government, okay? Our Constitution makes it clear that we must participate. We, the people, okay? We are the authority figures. But look at, if you subordinate said authority to a ruling class like we have today, they're happy to take it over. Nancy Pelosi is living rich. She's got, yeah, she's fine. She loves her ice cream, loves those expensive refrigerators and $7 designer gas, as Phil Hotzenbiller would say. No big problem for her. Nah, no big whoop. I mean, hey, we'll charge it off to the people. And she's flying around in, you know, our airplanes anyway, and we're paying, you know, paying the freight. So what's the big deal? And her husband along the way every once in a while gets in a car accident. So that's a whole other issue. Somehow I just think we're going to end up paying for that, too. But anyway, such is the life for the elite. It's very, very good for them. But here we are, the common man, the forgotten man and woman. Remember that Donald Trump brought back into place and remembered, say, hey, I haven't forgotten you. And look what he did. Created jobs for us, made us energy independent. I mean, everything about the environment and the world right now, and the way we operate, the economy, it is about energy. It's the energy sector. Donald Trump, as a true chief executive officer, understood this clearly, and he put things into place. I mean, it's like I remember when he first became president of the United States, one of the things that I heard from the inside that he would always ask, which is, you know, classic of any chief executive officer. You know, you got something in the crosshairs and you're constantly reminding your subordinates. You're reminding the team of what's most important. And you know, one of the first questions he would always ask people, how are we coming in with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? Remember? How are we doing with jobs? And look what happened when he took over for Barack Obama. And Barack Obama said, what, has he got some kind of magic wand? I mean, how insincere, how arrogant that you would think you had all the goods and that you knew better than somebody who actually ran a business before on empirical evidence and data, not on theory that you derive from a faculty lounge. So here, Donald Trump, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs?
And there it goes. Next thing you know, jobs are on the rise. People are working. How are we doing with the energy? How are we doing with oil? Let's get fracking. Let's get this going. You know, Barack Obama wanted and Joe Biden wanted nothing to do with the XL pipeline. No, not the case. We're going. We know that energy rules. We have got to unleash the energy sector in America, not only for America, but for the world. Look at here we are and we become energy independent. And how in heaven's understanding do we get to thinking that energy independence was a bad thing and that we didn't need it anymore? And then all of a sudden we were going to switch gears. We were going to make a hard left in this humongous ship that we're sailing down. And we're going to be able to make a hard turn left and go green, especially when you had a very small minority of America agreeing with that policy. I remind you, even during the primaries of the Democratic Party, they could only get maybe a third. If you fudged and really, you know, rounded up, you might be able to get a third of Democrats saying, hey, that's a good idea. But the way the polling, the way the questions was, it was disingenuous because they really didn't give, you know, a complete understanding to those that they asked the question. They just, as they do, they ask the question in such a way that it will give them the answer that they want. And look at even doing that, they could only come up with about a third of the Democratic Party itself that agreed with the green policy and, you know, all this climate change expense and shifting. Right. It's amazing. But based on that, here we are. 70% of America is suffering because these knuckleheads force fit an idea, an agenda that, you know, most people, a fifth grader would say, hey, that's not the way to do it. You know, maybe a gradual turn, but nothing that harsh. I mean, that doesn't make sense because they're going to say, well, if you cut off energy and you cut off oil, what do you have to replace it? Is there anything right now that gives you an indication that you're going to replace said loss as a result of these policies? No, not answering that question. Oh, no, we're just going to have to, you know, it's Buttigieg, what a genius, right? Oh, you're just going to have to put up with that. You know, it's just it's for the greater good, you know, somewhere down the road. So now we're going to have to suffer anywhere 8-10 years, and we'll be lucky in 8-10 years if we can make that transition fully. And at what expense? And here we've got job losses going on. The government has supported, paid people to stay home at all the wrong time and way too much money. And so you overheat the economy and then you have, inflation? Oh, no. Oh, that's transitory. That's just a little blip. It's, you know, come on. You guys supposedly are economic geniuses, you tell us. And you're going to tell me. And you're going to tell the rest of the American people that this is transitory, that this is a minor inconvenience, when everybody knew darn well, even that said fifth grader knew that this wasn't going to work, that this was more than transitory. Even Janet Yellen, with all her experience, I mean, it's really sad. Here is this government official with her long history and I would say legacy. And she puts it all on the line for ideology. And she ends up misrepresenting. And she had to know better. I mean, because you can see her sometimes. I mean, she is squirming in the chair trying to spit out this deception and propaganda. Finally, you know, she has enough character to come back and go, yeah, maybe I was a little bit wrong. You think? Well, yeah. And so, but, you know, we'll let her say that and get off stage real quickly because we don't want to focus on that. You know, we want to stay on the agenda that keeps us going down this yellow brick road of insanity that is crippling the everyday American family. This is what the Joe Biden America is doing to our country right now, right before our eyes and right before our wallets, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got the one and only Jeff Camp coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Coming up next hour, President Biden will sign the CHIPS and Sciences Act into law and deliver remarks on the South Lawn. It's also primary election day in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. In a parade of flashing lights on FBI cars at the front gate and TV camera crews at the ready, the FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
FBI agents in the past have made up stories against President Trump, all based on hate. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Minutes before the top of the hour, as promised, Jeff Kemp is with us, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Dell. I'm fine. Thank you.
Boy, I'll tell you, what a morning to wake up to after last night. I would have been interested for your father's input on, sometimes you and I purposely try and stay away from politics, but let's face it, politics is downstream the culture. And there's something happening, certainly, in the culture. The waters of the culture are such and so infected that we could have a show of force and totalitarianism, at Mar-a-Lago in our country, which is really disturbing. But I think that it does dovetail with what I believe God has been putting on your heart. And that is that, now more than ever, I believe, our families, our wives, our kids really need their dads. This country needs men to be set free and to assume their God-given rightful leadership position. And I believe this is what's coming into alignment and into focus in consideration of the chaos that is so evident these days. What do you think?
Well, when we're alarmed by news, we're usually alarmed that authorities are arrogantly mishandling authority.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can make mistakes and go overboard criticizing authorities. And we need to remember, as it says in the book of Romans, that authorities are imperfect human beings like we are. Mm. And we respect authorities not because they do it perfectly or they have the best character, but because we're respecting God who puts authorities in place. He puts moms and dads in the lives of children. He puts teachers and coaches in the lives of children. He puts police and judges in the lives of citizens. He used to put Caesar in the lives of the Jewish and early Christians. In America, he puts, state reps and senators and congressmen and senators and presidents.
But Jeff, let me interrupt you for just a second. Let me interrupt you just a second, because this is different in a sense that the Constitution and what was envisioned by the founders of our country is the people, the people of authority, we're the people. It's not, the traditional kings and czars and that sort of thing. This is totally different. This is the people being in charge. And this is why Benjamin Franklin said it's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. Now, I understand what the Bible is saying, but I think in the context of a traditional, oligarchy however you call it, I'm saying?
I'll continue with that principle of respecting imperfect human authority as a way to respect God as the ultimate authority. Mm-hmm. Then a system of government comes that is a democratic republic with checks and balances that are based upon the realization of the fallibility and the, broken sinful condition of mankind. And yet also the dignity of mankind given to us by God and equal rights given to us by God, not by government. And then the responsibility to self-govern. And that is what has made America so powerful and unique in its 250 years old in our history.
Right.
And we really do get upset when authority operates poorly, but we have been the ones who choose the authority, right? That's where it's different. Mm-hmm. There isn't a Caesar, the democratic populace working through our constitutional Republican election system is the Caesar, so to speak, and we can vote people out and vote them back in. So when we see abuses of authority, we are pretty quickly upset, and it's probably true what Franklin said, definitely question authority because they take power and it corrupts them. Mm-hmm. And then, investigate it and then vote again and put good people in office. Mm-hmm. You and I have reminded Christian people, you constantly remind them to be involved, and I affirm that, but we remind them, be involved in a way that represents Christ well,
right,
that puts your greatest hopes and confidence in the kingdom of God, not in the kingdom of America.
Amen. Exactly. You're right. No, I agree. 100%.
We don't need perfection in our country. We need healing of the soul and salvation for people. First and foremost. Now back to where you got us. The country is in tough shape in terms of drifting from our Judeo-Christian roots and our Constitution and the civil society that de Tocqueville was so impressed by, because we've turned from faith in God. We've turned from his blueprints, which are basically that fatherhood would be a central shaping institution in society. He calls himself father. He calls us his children. Fathers aren't more important than moms, but you need dads to protect moms. You need dads mm-hmm. to protect women. You need men to be strong for others' benefit. You need men to have masculinity, which is strength in the service of others. So that's where we always saw masculinity in soldiers. They were laying their life on the line for others. Firefighters, laying their life on the line for others. Police officers, laying their life on the line to protect others. EMTs, stepping into traumatic situations for others at the detriment of their own emotional health. That is masculinity. Now, yes, women do all those roles because God made us in his image and his greatness is in men and women. But uniquely, men play a role, and we've been drifting from it because the vision has disappeared as the vision for respecting God has disappeared. So today we're just reminding men to not be afraid to be a man. And if you're not sure what the model is, look at Jesus, model Jesus, copy Jesus, and ask God for the strength and the guidance to be humble, as so that your strength as a man is to the benefit of others, not yourself. Because we've seen caricatures of masculinity, machismo, etc. The guy that fights, the guy that womanizes, the guy that won't back down, he won't apologize, he goes alone, he's the Lone Ranger. Jesus wasn't a Lone Ranger. Mm-hmm. He walked with Peter, yeah. James, and John. He had best friends. Mm-hmm. Jesus washed feet. Jesus dignified women. Jesus defended the poor.
But I want to get to the message, the core message here for the every man out there. And don't be confused. Look, God has ordained this. God is very exact. And when he ordains something like men to be in a specific authority position, that doesn't mean, as Jeff was saying, that you lord it over or anything. But you need to get into that alignment with God's purpose for your manhood. And when you do, it's not something that you have to force fit. If anything needs to be forced, it's our own compliance and our own alignment with God's purpose and understanding what manhood is, what God intended for man to do. And yeah, that authority that position has been specifically ordained and reserved and sanctified for men, not for women, not for children, but for men. And with that being the case, when you fall in line with God, you'd be surprised how, I don't want to say easy or simple, but just, you know, how it flows. Does that make sense in some sort of way?
Yeah. Well, go back to Adam was called to steward creation, and men are to be receive from God their guidance, their calling, their strength, and then step up to their roles of loving others, protecting others, leading the family, mm-hmm. be the one that makes sure the marriage gets healed, be
exactly.
the one that gives kids love and discipline, mm-hmm. and protect them from this culture. So,
and you'll be surprised, and you'll be surprised how the pieces fall in part. You know, they fall into place once you're doing it God's way. Because God said, look, if you do the right thing, will it not go well for you? It's not going well for America right now and for men. And here's the call for manhood. And Jeff Kemp, I'm so thankful for your ministry. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
So go to menhuddle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518.
800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The Good News Girl is up next. We need some good news as we continue to kind of, you know, wonder what the heck happened yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, the White House is saying, we knew nothing. We didn't know nothing about what's happening. Okay. Yeah, we'll believe that one. They had no idea about the FBI raid. I would go along with, you know, Hillary Clinton's famous plausible deniability on that one, too. But, you know, it's always surprising, you know, when they say, because so often they will tell you, they will tell you what they know by telling you they don't know. So it's amazing. But they think that the American people are stupid enough to actually believe that. Samantha Mao joins us now. She's the Good News Girl. As I said, we need some good news. We need something lighthearted after all the heavy shenanigans that we're having to deal with that are coming out of South Florida these days. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing this morning?
Well, you know, I'm verklempt. If a Mexican can say verklempt, you know, it's just crazy. You know, all this stuff that's been going on, I'm just in shock. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And I have friends, you know, from that have come here, you know, from Venezuela. They go, wait a minute. Oh, I woke up and I thought, you know, I was thinking, wait, this seems like Venezuela all over again. And we're here in America and we're watching what's going on. This is pretty nuts. But anyway, it's. You know, it's a challenge for the American people and this democratic republic. And if we, the people, really are in charge, then, you know, we've got to get this under control, because barring something really severe and that we don't know about that caused the FBI to go in and charge in and raid a former president's private residence. You better have good reason for this. Otherwise, I mean, like people are saying, you know, America is turning into a banana republic. Now, when we say that, you know, it kind of rolls off our lips in such a way, but you don't realize what it means. You know, for people who are here from America, from other countries, like I said, my friends from Venezuela, I mean, this is a nightmare, you know, because they've experienced it. We've never experienced, you know, this kind of action from a government that is so totalitarianistic. And this is, you know, quite threatening on the surface. I mean, we saw what happened in January 6th. We've seen what's happening, you know, that has come with the package of the Joe Biden administration. It's pretty scary stuff. And you're thinking, okay, something's got to give here, and we the people must come together. But anyway, let's keep it light for a moment if we can, and let's talk about some good news here, like this boy raising money for soccer camp, and Shazam, he gets a huge surprise. What happened?
That's right. So this little boy, you know, don't you love to see kids out there, like they're working hard, and you know, I feel like younger kids get such a bad rep a lot of times, and that's not true. You know, that goes from child to child. And during an extreme heat wave recently, a couple, their name are Lexi and Austin Burke, they actually and they were at lunch in Nashville, Tennessee. And you know how, if anybody's ever been in Nashville gets really hot during the summer. So it's over 100 degrees, and they see a young man. His name's Nico. He looks like about 12 years old, and he's trying to raise money at a lemonade stand. He's out in this heat sweating for hours, and he's trying to raise money so he can go to Portugal to play soccer with his team, with his competitive soccer team. So they kind of, it kind of stole their hearts, and they already have a thing where they do fundraising on TikTok. So within a few hours, they've raised $1,100 for him to help him pay for half his way. So the agreement between him and his, isn't that a great idea? So the reason he was doing the lemonade stand was he wants to pay for half. His dad said he'd pay for half if Nico could raise the money for the other half. And so he's out there working his behind off and selling lemonade for $3 a glass. And I think it just, you know, there's over 10 million views on the video, and I think it just kind of stole a lot of people's hearts, seeing this young guy out there. And he was just so grateful. He calls his dad right away. And, you know, I think that this guy has a really successful future ahead of him. If he's willing to hustle that heat.
Exactly. Hey, and don't tell me inflation isn't happening. I mean, $3 a glass for lemonade, outdoor lemonade. What happened? You know, when the little girls used to sell lemonade, it was 25 cents and you got a cookie, you know?
That's right.
I guess that ages me real quick, right? Yeah. $3. Yeah.
It was a lot cheaper when I was younger, too. It was, you know, I'm thinking, I think I sold lemonade for like $25, or not $25, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was $25. I know you're pretty cute and sweet, but, man, you're really maxing things out when you can get $25 for some. That's a lot of cuteness and sweetness, I just want to say. Yeah, exactly. Be retired by now. We can do that stuff. We'll keep you out there. Here's one. We'll keep you out selling lemonade. Don't tell him that, you know. Don't tell him $25 a glass. You'll be out there outside sweating BBs like this poor little kid here. But that's great. So, anyway, all is well, and he got to go play soccer with his team, huh?
That's right. And I hope that other people are inspired to get their kids out there doing that kind of thing. Because, you know, he's too young to work at a regular job right now. So what did he do? He opened a lemonade stand. There's different ways. And I'm sure that he felt proud of himself for going out there and doing that himself. You know, I think his dad making that agreement with him. You know,
well, he better keep a low profile. Biden just hired a bunch of IRS agents. They're liable to come knocking on his lemonade stand, right? Just saying.
That's right. Really? Take him out.
Okay.
That
anyway,
be a glass.
Well, you know, hey, they got to get their beak wet. You know, the Biden family needs to get their little taste as well. You know, it's all part of the business deal here because you know we're all part of the collective, right? Hey, this next story is incredible. This man loses his wedding ring. He's in, you know, from Dallas, right? He loses his wedding ring, and it comes up on a Florida beach. I mean, this is an incredible story. Tell us about this.
So that's right. So Chris Ramirez and Charlotte Duffy, they're perfect strangers, and they both actually are from, you know, Dallas and the North Texas area. But they both went down to Fort Lauderdale for a vacation. And so Chris, whenever he was there, he said the water was rough, and he makes this split-second decision. I'm going to take my wedding ring off, trying to keep it safe. He puts it in the diaper bag. And somehow between, you know, when he moved the diaper bag, the ring falls out, and he thinks it's gone forever. And this is a, you know, this is a really impressive ring for a guy. You know, usually guys have the simple band, but this has like small diamonds, and it's really nice. And you know, regardless, wedding bands are something very sentimental, and you can't exactly just replace them. It's not the same.
No, that's why you got to get them tattooed. That's why you have to have them tattooed now. Yeah, everybody's going to
that. That's right.
But anyway, so go ahead. So he's got this expensive diamond wedding ring, and it falls out of the diaper bag. Oy, okay.
That's right. So he thinks he's never... And little does he know that, he decides, I'm just going to call the resort back. I'm going to see, like, I'm just going to take a chance. He calls the resort back. Anything like that. And then just before they hang up, they're like, wait a minute. You know, we did have a ring that was turned in today. And he thinks, okay, well, let me send you the description. And it turns out the ring has been taken by a woman. It's the woman who has the ring, it lives up near him, so it's not going to have to go through the mail. They end up meeting up in person and exchanging.
No way. Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
All the way from Texas to Florida. I just think that's such a cool. And Charlotte Duffy, she had been married for 40 years. The woman who found it, she's been married for 40 years herself, so she was thinking about how sentimental this must have been to him. And, you know, you just... I can't believe the ring it was found by somebody that was local to him, where he could just have it brought where they could meet together. It's just a really cool turn of events.
I'm sure his wife said, "This is a sign till death do us part." You know, hey,
that's
look
right.
at you know, ring you can't get away from the ring here. It's going to haunt you. Yes, my precious, come to me. How cool is that? Well, what a great story. This next one, you've got a teen lifeguard who helps deliver a baby at a YMCA Colorado pool. I mean, you don't learn this in high school. So how does this teen... this is incredible. What a story.
So, you know, she definitely wouldn't think delivering a baby would be under her list of life job responsibilities. But Natalie Lucas, she's 18 years old. She works at the YMCA pool in northern Colorado. And, you know, she says she's never had any experience or any kind of training. She's just seen it on TV. And anyway, the opportunity presented itself. Tessa Ryder and Matthew Jones had come to the pool. And Tessa, who's 9 months pregnant, she had been having issues with her hip. And, you know, the way the baby's positioned, it can be very painful for women at that point in the pregnancy. And what relieved it was getting into the pool. And apparently might have triggered something else because she starts to feel a different pain and she gets out. And before she can get a couple feet away, she's on all fours. Like, this baby's coming now. This is what's happening.
Oh, so. My goodness. Yeah. Wow.
So Natalie, who's only ever seen a baby be delivered in the movies, is like running over. She's the lifeguard. She's like, well, what can I do to help? You know, obviously the ambulance is not going to be able to get there quick enough. She's the one who's supposed to be there to help in whatever fashion. And so she said that she just decided to listen to Tessa, the mother, and she leaned her back against Tessa's and helped her do the support. And the baby was delivered healthy. And then by the time the ambulance got there, the baby had already been delivered. And they cut the umbilical cord, and mother and baby are healthy. And now the lifeguard is a semi-expert in helping helping deliver a healthy baby, and it's just it's an amazing thing to see. And I'm sure that that'll be something that sticks with her forever.
Without a doubt, she probably had to go back to the city. I want a raise. If I'm delivering babies here, you know, this is more than saving kids that are drowning. Okay, I mean, this is beyond the call of duty. A couple other great stories. A Georgia nurse tracks down a patient's dog at animal shelter, adopts him after his devoted owner dies, and a guard cat. This is incredible. Credited with preventing armed robbery. Check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. Samantha Mal, you're the best. Thank you. Take care.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final